Good Monday morning. Virginia's new laws went into effect on Sunday, July 1. And to give us an update, here is Delegate Joe Morrissey, member 74th District in Virginia's General Assembly. Good morning.
Good morning, Chloe. How are you today?
I'm good. So let's give us a quick rundown of these new laws that are in effect.
This year, there were almost 850 brand new laws that affect almost every aspect of our life. And some of the most intimate aspects of our life went into effect yesterday, Sunday. Everybody, of course, is aware of probably the most controversial one. That was the abortion one, which requires all women to undergo an ultrasound before receiving an abortion. Another bill that was very contentious was the elimination of the one handgun per month law. For the last two decades, you could only buy one handgun a month. Now you can buy unlimited guns. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking and driving. Now, first-time DUI, convicted of DUI, you must install a very expensive ignition interlock device so that the car won't start if you've had too much alcohol to drink.
But you have to purchase that yourself.
Oh, exactly, and have to have it installed. Chloe, you get convicted of a DUI now, you can expect to spend up to $10,000 with attorney's fees, the ignition interlock system, and other related expenses.
Ooh.
Another one, as a result, direct result of the Penn State fiasco, there was a Senate bill that expands the number of people who must report a suspected child molestation case to include, among other things, coaches. This one I really like. As school safety, every year several children die because of an allergic reaction, sometimes to, for example, peanuts. Every school now has to have an EpiGun. If a child is having an allergic reaction, they're injected with epinephrine to prevent a seizure.
Very good.
And then another one that was very controversial was the voting ID law. Now, if you show up to vote, you have to have certain ID, including perhaps a license or even a utility bill or a student identification card. Those are some of the bills that went into effect yesterday. They affect every aspect of our lives. Some are good, in my opinion. Some not so good.
Well, thank you so much for all that you did and all of the legislators down in Virginia's General Assembly. Delegate Joe Morrissey, member 74th District in Virginia's General Assembly, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you for keeping your viewers informed, and thanks for doing such a good job about posting it on your website so that they can be an engaged Commonwealth.